set.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, this is an information-only report on dual employment, emergency appointment, and temporary appointment. There are none to report in terms of dual employment. There is one emergency appointment listed, as you'll see, in the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Any questions?
Questions? None?
Following that, you'll see a number of...
Excuse me one second. Supervisor Schmidt?
Yeah, I'm sure you do, because this is always when we look at, you know, how long the emergency appointments is, 6 months.
Am I reading this correctly? This emergency appointment date was 4-6-2011?
That is correct.
Is the emergency done? It's 2012.
Is there anybody here from the Sheriff's Department?
Good morning.
Thank you.
Marlo Knox, Human Resources Manager for the Office of the Sheriff. Just to give you an update on this position.
Thank you.
The emergency appointment for this position did start last year in April. This position works in our 24/7 facility, so we have difficulty filling these type of positions on a second and third shift. And right now, we're still in the recruitment process. We're still interviewing candidates, running backgrounds. So in order to make sure that the work continues to get done, we've asked to fill this on an emergency appointment.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate 24/7 position, but you would think over this time period, you know, we've gone through this with managers and different temporary appointments in the county executive's office, et cetera. We just made one permanent here today. And some talk about until filled. So you're telling this committee then that you are in the process of filling, or can I ask, you know, what the difficulty is in trying to fill something here, please?
Our difficulty is that even though the job market is stagnant right now, candidates aren't willing to work in a 24/7 environment. They're having to work weekends. They're having to work holidays. You know, they would prefer, from my experience, to work a Monday through Friday first shift. These are second and third shift positions. They're not able to pass our background. We have a strict background policy with regard to these positions because they deal with information that relates to inmate information, and not everyone can have access to this information. So we do expect to have these positions filled over the next few months. This will end April of this year. We won't ask for, you know, we won't come back here to ask for this person to be in the position until filled.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I could use some explanation of what's the difference between this emergency appointment and temporary appointments? What is the different purpose and usage of those?
I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
Okay.
Quite honestly. Maybe Marlo.
they're similar in nature. At the time we asked for the emergency appointment, there was no certification list created. And an emergency appointment is done when there is no certification list. So this was implemented prior to a certification list being received. A temporary appointment happens when someone is, say, on military leave, but we need, you know, it's an important spot. We need to fill it, and it's only going to be on a temporary basis.
I see. Okay.
So they're similar, but not quite.
I see. Yeah, different circumstances. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I just have one question. We're having such a hard time filling this position. What is the pay range for this 04P?
I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. It probably starts around $14 an hour.
Okay. We always get session noise. Find noise. No one has memorized that, even you, Mr. Session, yet?
04P, begins at $14.22 an hour and maxes out at $18.4 an hour.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your help.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the next section gets into the temporary appointment report. These are due to the snow season.
Why questions? Okay. All right. Move on.
And the next section, the temporary assignment to a higher class report is listed there. I can see a number myself that I will not have on the next round. So it's getting shorter, yes. Any questions?
Questions, comments by the committee? Okay. Hearing none. We're